Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Hey, today's topic comes up quite frequently, and I titled it How to Sell Yourself. In other words, you selling you to you. Well, your first customer in your career, as you start your journey in the sales endeavors, your first customer is you, and the first product you have to sell to you is you. It might be a tongue twister, but it's really true. Now, this is not your standard run-of-the-mill, fake-it-till-you-make kind of message. I want you to understand that in the beginning, and maybe even later in your career, you are going to harbor a lot of self-doubt in selling. Some of the reasons I feel this happens is due to the nature of our job. We have to know a lot about our products, our company, our customers' industry, our competition's products, the current market forces, and our suppliers. Secondly, no matter how good we are at all of that, most of our customers can leave us for the competition at a moment's notice. Now, all of that seems to put a lot of self-doubt in our lives, and you have to have sold yourself that you are worth selling the products that you sell and knowing what you know about your industry and your customer's business. You have to have the confidence that you're able to help your customers, or you're going to really struggle in selling. Now, while selling and any one of these factors can creep up on us and attack our confidence, to successfully guard against that, I have some thoughts and ideas for you to consider. Most of these are from my personal experience and the thousands of salespeople and hundreds of sales organizations in the ag world that I've worked with in the last 32 years. Well, first of all, item number one is all salespeople and teams have some great strengths. Every one of you out there has something that you really do really well. And all of them have some epic failures. Obviously, some things that you don't do very well. So get over trying to be perfect. Just get out there and make a few mistakes. Learn from those mistakes so you don't keep repeating them and get frustrated. But perfection is a myth. And when it comes to the complexity of selling, working with people, etc., you're just not going to hit that perfect in everything that you do. You're never going to know everything about every product you sell or about every prospect and customer in your market. So the solution is lead with curiosity. You know enough about farming or livestock production or whatever it is that you do out there that you can ask really good questions. Start there. Focus on the skill of asking good questions and focus on developing your ability to be curious. The next thing I want you to remember is that often the highest performing salespeople are holding on to a lot of self-doubts. Now, I've been around a lot of them, and I was even at a very high level of selling in my own career, and I just know that those are the kind of folks that have a lot of doubt, that they feel like they're on top of the mountain and that everybody is aiming for them, which is true in some sense of the world. So they know it took a lot of work to get to the top of the sales charts. They also struggle with how they will ever repeat that climb again. I mean, when you hit those big numbers, you're like, how in the world am I going to get this? How am I going to do this again? And if you're out there thinking you're all alone in your self-doubt, or your imposter syndrome, as it's often called, well, then think again. Everyone else at the sales meeting is feeling the same way as you. I don't care how brave of a face they're putting on or how much they tell you they're not worried about anything. It will be part of your sales experience for some time before you learn to adapt to it. So the solution I think you can do is to study what's called the imposter syndrome. And I wrote a few blog articles on it, but there are plenty out there. And you can get in the show notes. You can get a click on the links that I provided there for the articles that I wrote about the mental strength and the war within and those kind of things about how to deal with that mental image that you're not up for the task. Well, the next thing I want you to do after you realize that everybody else is feeling the same way as you and that everybody on the team has some strengths and some weaknesses and you get curious about things, I want you to start building your inner sales confidence. Now, I would tell you this. If fake it till you make it helps you, then great, keep using it. However, most of the time when I run into a salesperson who employs that tactic, they just kind of appear phony. I mean, they're trying to convince me or customers that they're smarter than they really are or that they're better at selling than they really are. You know, they might be the ones that come to the sales meeting or the sales training and tells me they don't need to be there. They've sold so much this and so much that. I'm like, okay. They avoid true learning as they don't want to show their lack of skills or knowledge. And as soon as I start to dig into the details of their expertise, I find a little chinks in the armor there. There's very little substance to it. You know, they may have some positive areas, but they're harboring a lot of doubt and they're trying to cover that up. Again, if this technique makes you feel better, then great, go ahead. However, make sure you're continuously backing it up with actually achieving that ability. And here are a few steps I think you can take. One is find a respected, experienced mentor. Learn from these people. These people can advance your career and your struggles. They can shorten your struggles. They can advance your career at a much faster pace than you can do on your own. So find them and seek out a relationship of teacher-apprentice. Next is evaluate yourself. Try to establish, you know, this is just like a GPS journey. Find out where you are, and that is to start with an evaluation. And after that, have your manager use the same evaluation. And then both of you do this independently, sit down and compare notes. The areas to evaluate are three that I think are the most important. That is technical product knowledge. So how smart are you on the products that you sell and the industry you're in? Second is selling skills. And then third is managing your territory, so territory management skills. The third thing I think you can do is make small progressive steps toward a goal. This is a marathon. This is a long, career-long event. It's going to take time. Just keep making easily attainable progress toward the goal of becoming confident in your ability to help customers. Now, here's an important note I think you need to... Somebody once told me, don't compare your first day to those at the top of their career. And if successful, they have some very smooth processes and skills to run their business. They've been doing this a long time, and just remember, it took them many years to develop into that expert that they are. So don't compare yourself like all the things that they're doing with their customers, and you just feel disheartened because you're not doing any of that. Just remember, it took them a long time to get there. Learn from them so you can speed up your own learning. It's not going to happen instantly. And most importantly, don't get discouraged. Next thing I think you can do for yourself to build your inner sales confidence is reward yourself. Along the way towards sales excellence, be sure to stop once in a while and see how far you've come. This is critical. This is a technique that's used by mountain climbers. The journey to the summit can seem daunting. You're always looking up at the top. It seems like it's never getting any closer. But once in a while, the climber has to turn around and look back on how far they've already gone. You'd be amazed with how that makes you feel. And when you turn back around and start heading towards the peak, same with your selling journey. Pull out the results once in a while to see how much you've accomplished. Look at your charts and the ones that are doing really well and admire what you've done. Take a little breather and just relax. Look at it, then turn back around and continue on towards your next peak of your sales career. Well, the last thing you can do, I think, to build your inner sales confidence is to reevaluate. Reevaluate where you're going in your sales journey. You may have set out to learn how to sell to 500-acre cow-calf producers and capture 20% market share in Carroll County, but realize that's not going to get you to the top. Maybe it's just not what you thought it was going to be. Or maybe you thought you knew how to handle objections and negotiate, yet these activities keep slowing your progress. Reevaluate what's most important and where you want to go with this. Now, selling you to you is not as easy as you think. You can tell me and others that you have done it. You might even convince us that you are more than confident in your sales, knowledge, and skills. But remember, we're not the customers in this sale. You are. So don't tell us about it. We're just bystanders on your climb to the top. Tell yourself first.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.